帷幕的读者平安，这次拉比先知性的启示信息主题是在这段转变的过渡时期得胜。那么这段转变过渡的时期是指什么呢？在上一次的信息当中，拉比提到教会正在受到宗教的灵攻击，而这次的信息要告诉你如何从宗教的灵的辖制当中得到真正在信仰中属灵的自由。信息的内容是透过克兰卓施工媒体部门的主管戴尔与拉比的对谈，内容当中有许多亲身的经历以及见证。同时在今天的文案当中有一段一分多钟的影片，是由以色列在加沙战区的两位医护兵为我们所带来前线的报告，以及告诉克兰卓施工的伙伴们我们的帮助对他们的实质意义以及他们的感谢。那么现在就让我们来听今天的信息，因为从宗教的框架以及宗教的灵的辖制当中被释放，进入在信仰当中属灵的真自由里，可能是你曾经或者是现在正在经历的，也或者是你正在渴望的。
Let me give you the warning of when you make a choice, I'm just going to have to look into the camera. When you make a choice to make a spiritual transition for self-improvement in your life.
拉比说我要正视镜头，向你们提出一个警告，就是当你决定在灵里提升自我的时候，在这段提升的过渡期你会碰到什么挑战？
I'm going to give you the things you need to be warned about and don't fall to it.
我要提出几件事情是你必须小心而不要陷入其中的。
My ministry and the training that I do, because it's teaching but it's also training, you have to understand that as soon as you make that transition, you are going to feel confused and disoriented because you're doing something different.
要知道当你开始做这些改变，在这段过渡期当中你可能会感到困惑，怀疑自己当初怎么会做这个决定，因为这带给你生命的改变实在太大了。但是我的事工其中一个目的就是为了这样的状况来教导你、训练你并且装备你。
But this is what the enemy is going to bring you, okay? And I'm going to just touch on it.
就像我所提到的，当你决定在灵里提升自己的时候，在这段转变跟过渡期，你为什么会觉得失重、困惑，甚至怀疑这个决定？这些都是因为仇敌非常不喜欢你这样做而带来给你的攻击。而这就是这次的信息当中透过克兰卓事工媒体部门的戴尔与拉比克兰卓的对谈，告诉读者们如何在这段属灵提升的过渡期面对仇敌的攻击不落入圈套而大获全胜的方法。
We're going to talk about how to be victorious in transition. Now that's going to mean a lot of things, physical, spiritually. There's a lot of things and components in terms of transition, but we're all constantly transitioning into a different season, trying to figure out what's kind of happening right now.
首先主持人戴尔说，如何在过渡当中取得胜利。现在我们正在转变的季节，这个转变发生在物质界，也发生在属灵的领域。所以我们要请拉比来为我们分析一下，告诉我们在这些过渡期你要如何得胜，同时也告诉我们其实我们是不是总是处在这种成长的过渡期。
We're always constantly in a transitional growth, but that's not the transition I want to talk about.
拉比说没错，其实就成长而言，我们总是处在一个转变的过渡期，但这并不是今天我就转变的过渡期要谈的主题。
About, let's say specifically, from Passover 5785 in the 50 days of transition of the counting down of the Omer to Shavuot 5785, these 50 days were probably the most intense, crushing, testing, crucible time of the 50 days of counting down of the Omer personally that I've observed and I've gone through.
让我给你一个例子，就是从5785年的逾越节一直到五旬节，这之间数算厄美尔的50天过渡期，可能是我所观察到并且我亲身经历最紧张、最压抑、最考验个人的时期。
So what happens is there's a lot of delays that happen in that.
为什么呢？因为在这当中有很多事情被延迟了，原因是因为你无法像平常那样完成事情，必须重新思考、重新规划、重新调整。所以有的时候处在过渡期，你会觉得你在浪费时间。
And you're not wasting time. You're realigning your inner mindset and your subconscious mindset for a promotion that's going to come.
但事实上，你并没有在浪费时间，你正在为着即将来到的提升做准备， 在这段转换的时间，你再重新调整你的心态和你的潜意识。
And that's what the Lord's doing, and it's very painful.
这也是主坐在你身上的。当然，这个过程很痛苦。
But if you look at it in the natural, it's like, man, I'm transitioning. How am I going to get anything done?
但是从自然的角度，你会觉得说，天哪，我正在这段转换跟过渡期，我怎么样能够把事情做完呢？
The normal to-do list seems to get put on the back burner, and now you're having to deal with a lot of crisis sometimes.
你得把你平常代办的事情搁置，然后去处理那些新发生的危机和混乱。
And what the Lord is reforming your response skills to pressure.
这是因为神正透过压力在重新形成你面对这些突发事件的技巧。那么戴尔就回应拉比的说法，他说，这样听来，这个过度的转变期像是一场训练课程。那么拉比可不可以给我们一些清楚的步骤，让我们知道应该如何应对？拉比说，没有问题，我将逐条为你们分析。
First of all, transition is a training ground.
第一，就是过度转变期是一个训练场。我为什么要及时的在此刻跟你们谈这个问题？而刚好你现在听到这个信息，那是因为你此刻正处在这个训练场中。
And so then you have to say, well, Lord, what is it that I'm being trained in?
听到这里，你明白之后，你要问神说，主啊，现在我在为什么受训练呢？
And so the Lord is targeting about six specific areas in our life. Areas are areas he wants improvement in.
当你这样问神的时候，神会告诉你，他正锁定你生命中六项要改进提升的部分。
First one is, in transition, because you're not getting your own way, your own free will is being challenged to do what God wants. Let thy will be done, Lord, not mine. He's killing pride.
第一点，在过度转变的时期，神要做的就是除去你总是按照自己的想法和意愿去行的骄傲，因为这是我们人的本性。但是我们要转变成愿你的旨意成就。所以第一个要处理的就是，我们凡是从自己为出发点，用自己的方式来筹算、来解决事情的想法和骄傲。
The control, I'm in control, I've got my to-do list. If I do this, then this happens. When you're in transition,Your old ways of doing this and getting that to happen is your old result.
我们有一个掌控欲，当事情发生的时候，我们会马上跳出解决的方法，因为我们知道我们这样做会带来什么样的结果。但是在你转变过渡期，你还是用你之前的习惯、旧的方法去解决事情，那么你也只能得到和过去一样的结果。
So if you're going into a new result, you're going to have to do something different to get to the higher result.
所以如果你想要得到一个新的结果，你要改变你处理事情的方式，以至于你可以得到一个更好的结果。
And so it's killing the pride because you really have to focus on the fact that what's happening is you're having to die to your old wineskin or your old way of doing things.
所以在转换跟过渡期，神第一个处理的就是还没有求问神，就用自己的方法先来解决事情的骄傲。换句话说，在这个转换的过渡期，你得把你的老我总是先一步跳出来解决事情的这个旧皮带除去。
The other thing that happens during the training of transition is he is stretching your obedience.
那么第二个，在这个过渡转换期的训练场当中，神要扩张你的顺服。
He's going to ask for sacrificial giving financially, sacrificial giving of forgiveness to.Bad, creepy people, sacrificial giving of time when you want to do something else.
在这段训练期，神绝对会扩张你的顺服，到什么地步呢？包括在财务的奉献上，你可能要给出金额会令你挣扎的奉献，你得去原谅那些对你很不好的人，或者是当你想要去做别的事情的时候，神跟你要那段时间。
Because you're in transition and things aren't going so well, and now all of a sudden you're having to even give more time. The Lord says, I want you to do this, I want you to do that.
就好比在这段过渡转换期，事情已经进行的不顺利了，你得卯足劲去处理这些问题，但神还额外的告诉你说，你得去做这件事，你得去做那件事。
The other thing that's happening is in transition, he is testing your identity.
第三件，在这个过渡转换期，神要做的事情就是试验你的身份。
It's like, are you going to have the strength? Are you going to have the values? Are you going to have the fortitude to not give up?
怎么试验你的身份呢？就是看 在这段转换过渡期，你是否有力量？你是否持守价值观？你是否有毅力不放弃？
It's going to test your strength and not to quit.
在这段时间，神绝对会测试你是否坚韧而不会半途而废。
He's in the training of transition. He's breaking old cycles of comfort.
在这段期间，神对你的训练还包括打破旧有舒适的循环。拉比说，我就举我自己的例子给你们听，就是最近我禁戒使用和去浏览公众媒体45天，然后我把这些原来花在公众媒体上面的时间奉献给神。
One of the things I had to do is to break a cycle.
在我做这些改变的时候，我要打破一个旧的循环。那么我所做的改变呢，就是我通常会把我的手机放在我的床边，因为我的工作所要关注的地方是需要一天当中24小时都能够收到信息的，特别是因着以色列的时差，所以当以色列送消息给我的时候，可能是半夜凌晨3点。那么当晚上要睡觉的时候，我就把我的手机充电移到浴室当中，但是它的声音仍然是开着，所以如果有紧急事情要通知我，我仍然是听得到。改变的就是这个手机不在我的床边，我不会随时随地把它拿起来去浏览一些相对没有这么重要的事情。我就这样子进行了45天，打破了旧有的习惯。因为过去我把手机放在床边充电，夜晚如果我睡不着，我就会起来浏览一下社交媒体，看看发生了什么事。那么因着我这样做，我本来睡不着的情况就更睡不着了。
So I'm breaking a cycle of something that I've done for years. I broke the cycle of that.
那么经过45天的戒断，我打破了多年来旧有的习惯。
Identifying areas of your character where you're going to say, I'm going to break these character flaws.
那么第四个，在转换过渡期，神要对你的训练就是识别你性格当中需要突破的缺陷。
Because I know I'm being promoted, and I need to be better.At this.
因为你知道你要被提升了，你需要有更好的品格。那比如说我要给你一个例子。
One of the things that I'm working on in my own personal life is to be a better listener.
在我生命当中，我有一个努力的方向，就是我要成为一个更好的倾听者。所以我很刻意的在参叙的时候，真正的聆听对方在说什么，而不是凭我个人思维的习惯去预测对方要说什么，然后我已经准备好了要如何回应他。此时戴尔就回应说，啊，我也有这个问题，很难耶。拉比说，是的，我正在努力。
It's not going to work at my next level of promotion.
因为如果我不改变这样的性格，我很难在我被提升之后的下一个阶段施展开来。
And after my last trip to Israel, I mean, it was huge promotion because everybody that I worked with at this level, I'm no longer working with. Now I'm up like 3 notches into higher levels.
就拿我上次的以色列之行，我发现我所接触的层级已经不再是过去的那个层级，这次与我对接的人已经大大的跃升一级了。
And I need to know how to function with people at that level.
那么我需要知道如何有效的面对这么高的层级。
Those people didn't get at that level without perfecting their values, their character, and their integrity. So I'm having to get mine to go up, but I'm doing it intentionally and on purpose.
因为到达这么高层级的人，他已经经过价值观以及个人特质品格训练的修为，已经到那个层级了。那么当我所对接的对象已经到这个层级的时候，我也要为自己在这些方面刻意而为之。
Last thing is you have to understand that you're in the middle of a holy recalibration.
那么在这个转换过度的训练场当中，最后一项就是你要明白你正处在一场神圣的重新校正当中。
The Lord is recalibrating you, body, soul, and spirit.
神对你的身心灵进行重新的校正。
And you have to understand that, and you have to trust Him.
在这样的过程当中，你得全心的信任神，并且明白神正在做这些事。
But it's kind of like going to the dentist. I just had to have a crown replaced.
拉比举了一个自己的例子，他说。就好像我最近去看牙医，我的牙齿很健康，已经好久不用去看牙医了，但是就在 Shavuot 之前，我有一颗牙齿裂掉了，所以我得去看牙医。他们先在我的口腔里做了一个防护，然后他们就开始处理我的牙齿。
Point is, I had to submit to the process.
我提出这个例子要表达的是，在我看牙医的过程当中，我必须顺服于牙医生处理和治疗我牙齿的方式，因为在医治的过程当中，我的口腔是被固定成张开的形状。但是牙医生他一面治疗又要一面问我问题，我就想我怎么回答你呢？拉比就很幽默地说，我是要用眼神示意吗？所以显然我并不能够回答他什么，因为他在治疗我的牙齿，我根本没有说话的机会。那么他的治疗非常的棒，虽然当天我的牙齿牙床因为打麻药还有点麻木，但是到第二天就全部恢复正常了。
And so you have to understand that while you're going through, let's say, a 90 or usually lasts about 90 to 145 day recalibration of a transition, that this too shall pass.
借着这个例子，我要告诉你的是，你可能会经历90天到145天，也就是你会经历3到5个月为了过度转换期的重新校正。但是这些事情都会结束。
Don't like make major decisions. Don't say, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Understand you're under stress, you're under pressure, you're being recalibrated, retooled for your new identity and new purpose.
所以在这段时间里面，不要做任何重大的决定。你要知道你正在压力下被重新的校正，为了你的新身份和使命在被装备。
Does this work for like addiction?
此时盖尔就问拉比说，那么同样的方式是否也适用于成瘾？我说的瘾可能不是药的瘾，而是有人可能对滑手机上瘾。特别是拉比刚刚提到这个重新校正期可能要花90天到145天左右，也就是3到5个月。那么这是很多科学证据显示，打破一个旧有的习惯大概所需要的时长，特别是在过度转换期，你要打破很多的旧习惯，也就是你旧有的生活模式，使你成为一个更好的人。比如你要戒烟，或者是你决定限制你的饮食，吃得健康来减重，那么你得持续3到5个月，因为在头30天效果可能很明显，但是你得坚持下去，使它取代你的旧习惯。因此戴尔问拉比，这个转换过渡期是否也要处理一些我们对某些事情的成瘾。
You can use the word addiction because you're addicted to the habits and patterns that got you to where your lifestyle and your deliverables are at.
拉比说当然可以打破成瘾这种观念来形容它，因为一个过度转换期的本质就是打破旧有行为产出的模式。
I have lived in all different levels of society, from very small house to very large houses.
接着拉比也举了一个例子，他说我在不同社会经济阶层都生活过，我住过很小的房子，也住过豪宅。
I will tell you this, each neighborhood financially has a certain amount of values, character, and habits and patterns.
那么我可以告诉你，在不同经济阶层的居住环境当中，每一个环境的邻舍都有他自己的价值观、特质以及生活方式。拉比说我不是一一概全，而是就平均现象来说，在某一个社会经济阶层当中，不同的阶层它会有不同的生活模式。
Happens is every single group has a different value system of how they spend their time and how they spend their money.
这导致不同社会经济阶层的人，他们对于要怎么样使用他们的金钱和时间会有不同的价值观。拉比就提到他小的时候在一个蓝领家庭长大，那么他的家处在一个中低阶层的社区，那么这一路走来他的生活环境改变，随着居住环境的改变，他有一个习惯，就是去研究他所处的这个社区人们的生活习惯还有价值观。当然随着他的环境不同，他可以很清楚地看到每一个社会经济阶层的人的生活习惯和价值观是不一样的。
Is there an addiction? Yeah, you're addicted to the level that you're at, lifestyle and habits and patterns. And so what happens is, if you're going to change, then you have to break those habits and patterns to go to the next level.
所以当戴尔用成瘾来形容打破这个旧习惯的时候，拉比说用在我所举的例子上，如果你要从原来旧有的生活习惯和价值观改变到另外一个阶层的时候，你得除去原来就有的生活习惯和价值。
happens is when you do that, you have a certain vulnerability. You're vulnerable to the enemy because you're outside your comfort zone.
但是有个问题是，当你这样做的时候，你会陷入一种脆弱的状态，容易受到仇敌的攻击。那么为什么你会处在脆弱的状态呢？因为你要离开你的舒适圈。
So it's like you go to the gym.
这就好像你去健身房一样。那比如说我自己在年轻的时候，我有非常规律健身的习惯。那么为了维持这种健身的习惯，去健身房健身成了我的生活习惯。那么你可以用成瘾来形容，就是有十年的时间，我会规律的到健身房去报道并且健身，而且大概是风雨无阻，没有什么事情能够打断我。
The reason I stopped it wasn't because of that, but my business. What happened is I couldn't take the time I was spending in the gym. I needed to devote to my business to give my business that next boost to get to the next level.
后来让我改变这样子运动的习惯的是因为我的工作，我的工作需要我花更多的时间，使我能够在工作的表现上有所提升，所以我只好放弃健身的时间，因为我的生活当中唯一可以调整就是这段健身的时间。当然这个改变使我的事业更上一层楼。
Everything's a trade-off.
所以你看见每件事情都是需要经过取舍的。
Time currency. Yeah, time currency.
是的，以上的例子就是在于时间或者是货币的权衡。
I'm going to give you like the weather. I want to be a weatherman.
接着拉比说，我要像一个天气预报员一样，告诉你将要发生的状况。
I'm going to change with the Lord. I'm going to do my goals to grow. I'm going to order the book. I'm going to get why statement. You're going to do everything that we do. You're going to subscribe to the One New Man app, and you're going to follow the teaching I do. Like I say, you're going to do that. I'll tell you right now, it's going to mess you up.
拉比说，比如此刻你说，哦，我要按照克兰卓施工所出版的成长目标手册来定定我的成长目标，并且照着做。我要关注拉比的每一次信息，我要写下在基督耶稣里我的身份，也就是我的人设。我要做这，我要做那。拉比说，告诉你，接着你可能会觉得一团混乱。
If you do goals to grow, you sign up for Lion Century, and you download the One New Man app and start choosing to say, okay, I'm not going to spend as much time on social media. I'm going to use the One New Man app, and I'm going to start to retrain myself.This will be the initial 45-day result, okay? I'm going to give it to you right here.
Let's do it.
Okay. Number one, you're going to feel disoriented.
拉比说，当你决定像一个很乖的好学生，不再花这么多时间在浏览你的社交媒体，而是按照施工的手册定定你的成长目标，并且反复收听安息日的信息，建立你合一新人的身份。就像我们之前提到，在你被重新架构的头45天，你很认真的在做这些事情。接下来你第一个会出现的症状就是感到迷失。
Wow, I get to be disoriented. That's right. Because you're going to be learning stuff that's going to make you uncomfortable. You're going to get stretched like you're not old enough to remember, but you're going to be Gumby. You're going to be stretched.
你说 wow, 我这么认真的做了这些事情，我怎么会感到迷失呢？拉比说没错，因为你所学习或改变的样式会让你觉得不舒适，你会被拉扯，被扩张。拉比特别用一个形容词，就是你会像一块粘土，被拉扯、被挤压、被搓揉、被拉长。
Secondly, you're going to have uncertainty.
第二个症状，你会感觉不确定。
Why uncertainty? Because you're going to learn some biblical truths, and then you're going to find out that guess what? Maybe where you came from taught you stuff that wasn't true.
这个不确定性是从哪里来的呢？因为在这个过程当中，你会学习到一些圣经的真理，然后发现说，哇，这些圣经的真理可能跟你过去在教会的时候被教导的不一样。也就是说，过去在教会教你的并不是符合圣经真理的。
And you're going to go, ooh, and then I know one thing, once people get revelation from our ministry, they'll go, like almost like fear and uncertainty grabs them, because it's like, well, what else don't I know?
那个时候你会觉得，哇，好像天都崩了。拉比说，我明白一个事实，就是当人们从我们的施工得到一些启示的时候，他们会产生一些不确定性和害怕，然后说，天哪，这些是圣经真理吗？过去怎么没人告诉我？那还有什么是我不知道的呢？
And then you get on this hunger thing and you got to find out, and then you find out a big chunk of what you were taught wasn't true.
于是你更求知若渴的来探究这些你原来不知道的圣经真理，然后发现以前你在教会所被教导的并不符合圣经的真理。
when you get into uncertainty, you know what, guess what else comes to camp out at your house? This is a great benefit of growing spiritually. You too will get a double dose of restlessness. Yes, you'll be restless because you'll wonder what the heck's happening to me and what else don't I know about?
所以在这种情况之下，你会陷入不确定，也就是发现你原来的认知是存在着谬误而产生的不确定。拉比就幽默地提到，那么在这种不确定性里面，对你属灵的成长还会附加什么呢？这个附加的感觉就是得不到安息。这个没有办法安息的感觉是来自于你会怀疑，你会不确定，到底还有什么事是我在教会做了一辈子的基督徒我不知道的圣经真理呢？
And you're going to want to speed up the process and go, I have got to get this right. I got to get cleansed. I got to get the information.
这个时候你会说，好，我要加速，我得让一切归正，甚至把过去谬误的这些知识做个了结，我得被洁净，我得得到对的圣经真理。
Then all of a sudden now you feel isolation.
接着你会有个症状，就是你被孤立了。
Because now you're so excited about the new stuff that you've learned, you want to go to all your friends and family and go, hey, guess what, family and friends? That stuff we learned at our old church when we were back in the day from grandma, that stuff's absolutely not true.
因为当你被导正，你很兴奋地想要去告诉你的朋友，告诉你信主的家人说，嘿，你们知道吗？过去在教会或者是家中所传给我们的信仰观念和真理。原来不是符合圣经真理的。
Ooh, and everyone's going to go, oh, Daryl, thank you so much for saving the family and telling us that we were living a lie. We're so excited. No, no, no.
那你期待你的家人、你的朋友跟你说，哇，真的超感谢你告诉我们这些的。原来过去我们一直活在被蒙蔽的谎言当中。拉比说，不不不，才不会这样子。
What's going to happen is they're going to get isolated and all of a sudden they're having the birthday party and you're not invited.
你绝对会被孤立的。那么接下来就是他们举办各种的朋友聚会都不会邀请你了。你被当作异类，你被孤立了。
This isolation, this is true.
It's pretty relatable.
Yeah.
拉比很肯定地说，对，这些就是会发生的状况，也是我们的经历。那么主持人戴尔也在一同附和。
Then, guess what? Then you'll feel a silence from heaven. And why? Because the Lord, sometimes even the Lord will pull back during these times of transition to get you to press in and seek him even more.
那么接下来会发生什么事情呢？就是你会觉得连天上都对你沉默无语了。那这是为什么呢？因为有时候在这样的状况之下，也就是在你经历这段转变与过渡期的时候，神他会刻意的退后。为了要迫使你更迫切地去寻求他，戴尔听了就附和地说：“哇，这说得太棒，太真实了。
”Yeah, you just do this thing sometimes that like you just tap in to my spiritual or religious trauma.
他对拉比说：“你刚刚所说的事情，好像踩中了我属灵生命，或说我信仰历程当中的属灵创伤。
”Yeah, you have religious post-traumatic stress.
I know.
拉比听了就大笑说：“是的。”听来这是你信仰当中的创伤后症候群。戴尔说没错，真高兴有人能够懂我的经历。接着戴尔分享了自己的一段经历，就是在他改变信仰的航道，从传统的教会架构当中出来，转而进入以合一新人为呼召的大卫之家以及克兰卓事工效力之后的一段经历。他说，我第一次参加不是大卫之家的安息日聚会，的安息日聚会是发生在卡罗莱纳州。那么在当天的安息日聚会当中，有很多人围着我问问题，问我关于我在克兰卓事工所做的部落格信息内容，问我关于大卫之家的种种。那么当时我已经在大卫之家的媒体部门工作一年半了。那么有一个季节我们要制作播客的节目，那么当时我们在想，每一次播客的主题我们都可能会选一些较具争议性并且重击人心的题目，比如圣经提摩太前书二章，这里使徒保罗说，女人要沉浸学道，以为顺服，我不许女人讲道。所以在播客的节目当中，我们就讨论到底女性可不可以站讲台传道呢？这种从圣经的经文为出发点，但是有不同神学观点的题目。
I had this one awesome woman. She came up to me and she was like, you know, I don't know if I've heard you say it, but like, did you grow up Church of Christ?
那么就在当天，在这个卡罗莱纳州的安息日聚会当中，有一位很棒的女士，她来问我一个问题。她说：“哎，之前我没有听你提过你的背景，但你过去真的是在基督教的教会当中吗？” 听到这里，拉比捧腹大笑。那么接下来我们就要来看他们大笑的原因。
My religious trauma through that little month and a half of topics that I just kind of picked whatever I wanted to pick, she could sense that because she could relate to the religious trauma. I mean, it was identical. And the struggle in her family, pinpoint exact.
戴尔就提到，当我听到他问我的问题之后，我就明白那段时间我和团队在制作播客选择主题的时候，我们可以随心所欲的选择的话题正透露着我的宗教创伤。而这位女士一下就察觉到了，因为她也有共鸣，意味着她来自同样的背景，连家庭当中的矛盾都分毫不差。
And so I start answering, like I start saying things before she can get it out. I was like, oh, I mean, likeHave you experienced this? You know, how's this? You know, I mean, like, we're making jokes back and forth, but like, what can you do other than add a little bit of humor and laughter to it? You know, when you've truly been set free and figured out what relationship day to day looks like with God, doing life.
戴尔说，所以我在这位女士开始说话前就接她的话。比如我就问她说，你也经历过这个事情，你也经历过那个情况吗？那你的感觉是如何？然后我们就彼此开玩笑，但是除了用幽默的化解还能怎样呢？因为当你真正的获得了自由，明白如何与神建立日常的关系。
I mean, the best way I describe it is like relational faith.
我觉得最贴切的形容就是我有了一个和神建立关系的信仰。
Like there's just a big difference in, you know, like the peace and the security of just...
于是你真正的得到了过去在先前的教会或者说那种信仰结构当中完全不同的笃定与平安。
Okay, I don't let stuff really get to me. I mean, I'm just, that's just kind of like my personality, but, just hearing her say that, Rabbi, I was like, man, well, you got me. Yeah, like those five or six episodes were, for my religious trauma that, I think a lot of people deal with that. I mean, like,
they all do.
戴尔说，当然。我和这位女士幽默地在谈论我们从旧的信仰架构当中走出来之后，我们所获得的新生，以及被过去这些人事物孤立和碰到尴尬的场景，就我的个性来说是不太能影响到我的。但是我还是对她说，对，你从我所制作克兰卓事工这几集播客的主题当中找出我过去的信仰伤痕了，但我想很多人都有这个历程吧。
They all do.
拉比说，是的，每一个挣脱了旧的信仰框架改换赛道的人都有这样的历程。
Listen, we had the guy from LA here for Shavuot.
接着戴尔他所提到的经历，拉比也提出一个见证，就是在今年5785年大卫之家的五旬节聚会当中，来了一位来自加州的男士。当提姆牧师发现了他，就很兴奋地来告诉我，他说
He's a Catholic andHe basically has converted watching you. And he says he's left Catholicism and now he's like believing in you. And the reason is he read your book. And
听牧师说，这位男士原来是天主教徒，但是在他读了你的半自传《寻回被遗忘的根源》这本书之后，他就开始关注你的信息。那么现在他已经从原来的天主教徒转而相信你所传扬的合一新人的信息了。
What happens is he realized I overcame the Catholicism, and he did. So he's here.
拉比说，因为从我的书以及我的信息见证当中，他知道我胜过了天主教，而他现在也做到了。所以五旬节的时候，他来到了大卫之家。以下就是他参加大卫之家五旬节聚会的经历和见证。那么事后，他告诉我们，当他来参加聚会的时候，他的身体某个部位有肿瘤。但是在他参加五旬节的敬礼从池水上来之后，那个肿瘤消失了。他非常的激动，因为这就是他来到大卫之家参加五旬节聚会以及敬礼的目的。他在离开洛杉矶的时候告诉他的妻子说，我现在就要去参加大卫之家的五旬节聚会和敬礼，那么你要祷告我能够得医治。那么果然事情发生了，他很激动地告诉我说，拉比，在我进入敬礼池的池水之前，那个肿块还在我的身上，但在我进去之后，我不知道发生了什么。我从水中上来之后，那个肿块就消失了。
But my point is that he actually, what happened, he not only got free from a structure that was religious holding him back from relationship, but the miracle he needed got released because of the faith.
拉比说，我提出他的见证和经历的重点是， 这位男士实际上经历了什么呢？他不仅从阻碍他与神建立关系的宗教框架中得到解脱，他还因着信心领受了所需要的奇迹。
Because what relationship is the love of the Father and the fire that came?
因为我们与天父之间的关系是天父的爱以及天父医治的烈焰可以临到我们。
What happened to him? He's taking a hostage from Israel, a picture of a hostage, into the water, and he's saying, they can't come here and immerse into you, Lord, but I will do intercession for them. I will pray for the peace of Jerusalem, may they prosper, and I'm going to be blessed.
因为在5785年五旬节的敬礼，我们领受了神给我们的启示，设定了要把人质的照片带进敬礼池这样的主题。所以这位男士，当他走进敬礼池的时候，他拿着一位人质的照片，他心里想，这位人质的本能不能来到这里，透过敬礼与主相交，但是我可以带着他进入敬礼池，并且为他祷告。同时，我要为耶路撒冷和以色列的平安代祷。而经上说，耶路撒冷啊，愿爱你的人兴旺。所以，当我这样做的时候，我也会蒙福。
What was his blessing? He got healed.
所以他得到的祝福是什么呢？拉比说，他这样做得到的祝福就是他得到他所需要的医治。
He said the tumor's gone. He says I feel great.
他起来之后，他身上的肿瘤消失了。他在大卫之家的前廊兴奋地和我分享这件事情，所有在那里的人都听到，并且为他欢呼。
So there's something about when you're in transition. This is, listen, I know how he is. He's in the Mexican community. He's Catholic. He has all of that. I mean, that's a real tight family community in Los Angeles and everywhere it is.
拉比说，所以你看，当你处在转变中的时候，会发生什么事情呢？拿这位弟兄为例，他的背景就是他是来自洛杉矶的墨西哥人，他的家族、家庭、社群都是天主教徒。在那里是一个非常紧密的社群的连结，比如说在洛杉矶，其实在任何地方都一样。
It's really tight. It's a tight community, and they've got a lot of strength. They're very family driven, and then you know, for him to leave the Catholicism to come join us, that was a big transition.
特别他们的族群、他们的信仰，在洛杉矶是一个紧密又团结的社群。他们很重视家庭，很有团结的力量，所以对他来说，要离开天主教，加入合一新人的我们，是一个重大的转变。
The vulnerability of being isolated, misunderstood, slandered, lied about. But guess what? He's going to go home and say, "I don't have a tumor on my testicle anymore. I'm healed."
在这样的情况之下，他不得不忍受被他的家族、被这个紧密的社群孤立、误解、诽谤、造谣。拉比说：“但是你猜，有了这个经历之后。”他回家，他会告诉这些人说，看，我的肿瘤消失了，我被医治了。
He's going to go back, go to the doctor, he's going to show him that, and that's going to cause everybody to have to say, maybe there's something deeper than what we knew in our religious structure, that maybe there's something outside the box. This guy could cause a revival.
回到洛杉矶，他会去看医生，去证明他的肿瘤已经被医治了，而这将迫使他周围的人去思考，也许在他们的宗教框架之外，还有更深层的东西，而这些是超乎他们理解的常规。拉比提到，这位男士的经历很可能会引发一场复兴。
Transition from religious to spirituality, or religion to spiritual.
戴尔接着拉比的话题，他说：“接着我要提出一个问题，或说我个人的经历是从宗教进入灵性。”也就是信仰从一个宗教进入到属灵的真实性这样的过渡期，就像刚刚拉比提到，这位来自加州的男士，他从一个天主教这样的宗教进入在灵里与天父真实的相交。加上我想到自己刚刚所分享，我在卡罗莱纳州参加第一次在大卫之家以外的安息日聚会，和那位女士谈到我的宗教伤痕，然后再想到因着我从宗教的架构真的进入了信仰的真实性，而造成我与我的原生家庭，特别是我兄弟姐妹之间的分歧。那么这该怎么说呢？
Look at them, and if they could transition into the real relationship with God the Father, know Jesus at an intimate level, and learn to live and be strengthened by the Holy Spirit, they could transition out of that religion.And the unwritten laws and rules and membership of this place, right? Of this, you know, local congregation of a brick and mortar building. All the lies, the deceit, all that stuff. It's all rooted back to their faith. It's all rooted back to their theology. It's all rooted back to the fear.
戴尔说，我多么希望我的家人能够走出宗教的框架，走出教会这栋建筑物，放下属于某个教会、某个教派他名号之下的会员身份，转而进入与天父的真实关系，与耶稣的亲密连结，经历被圣灵所坚固，那么他们就能够挣脱那些不成文的教规枷锁。戴尔说，我多么希望我的原生家庭的兄弟姐妹朋友们明白，我有跨出舒适区，他们才能够尝到这一份在灵里的自由。
I just know all the problems, all the family issues, all the attitudes, all the lies, the deceit, all that stuff. It's all rooted back to their faith. It's all rooted back to their theology. It's all rooted back to the fear in what they're doing in a religious practice around a group of Christians that are judging the world, that are judging everybody on the outside, and it breaks my heart.
我知道在我原生家庭当中所有的问题，包括我们的态度，被欺骗蒙蔽的部分。这些都源自他们的信仰，源自他们的神学，源自他们在宗教实践当中的恐惧。因为在这样子一个宗教的社群当中，他们就是一群总是在批评这个世界、批评其他的人的基督徒。这些都让我心碎。
Because I left in like my early mid-20s, I left that church, and I had tons of fear behind it.
那我自己在二十几岁的时候离开了那个教会，而且我是带着极大的恐惧离开的。那我的妻子。当时我们还没有结婚，但他给我很多的勇气，鼓励我。
I just know what the heart of it is that if you could stop faking it, and you could actually be real, get outside your comfort zone, get out of the fear, it's going to be fear one way or another, you could just find that connection. There is so much freedom.
如果你可以真实的面对自己，不再假装，离开你的舒适圈，你的信仰在灵里要与神有真正的连结，你会得到前所未有的自由。
Jumped out, left that church, left that religion, and just put myself out there. But just, man, it just, that's the thing, Rabbi, that like gets me the most with people. You know, we're on the road, people come in for feast, you know, and just hearing the hurt. And it's a lot of times it's not really for them, right? It's for their family.
戴尔说，当年我就这样子跳出去，离开了我的教会，离开了这个宗教框架，好像放逐了自己，让自己孤身一人。但却是这样的经历。让我连接了许多与我有相同渴望和经历的人，比如在大卫之家，我碰到了许多从各个地方来这里参加节期的人，听到他们分享他们的经历，听到他们心痛的部分，甚至不是为了他们自己，而是为了他们的家人，这是指仍然在信仰框架当中的家人，他们好想要把他们带出来，然后把这个新的自由和与神真实的关系展现给他们。
Man, the opposite angle and like how the enemy and the devil just got them locked in over here and they start to just maybe not hate you, but like on that level of like, you know, just like I can't stand you almost.
但你越想这样做好像越有反效果，因为他们好像被仇敌锁住了，他们不但敌对你，而且那个敌对的态势并不是憎恨你，而是他们就是无法忍受你，因为归根究底一切都根植于你的信念是什么，你的道德观是什么，这些都包含在你的信仰中。但是如果你不想谈这些，你只想问你是属于哪个教会，你的教会是哪一个教派。
Tell you for me, I broke free when I left it.
戴尔说，我可以告诉你，在我二十几岁离开了有这样宗教架构的教会之后，我彻底的自由了。
And I didn't get stuck up in the fear. And I was like, well, I guess my family doesn't talk to me, don't talk to me. Right? Because like, I was rinse repeat religion and I was tired of being fake about it.
我不再害怕因此被不认同我的人孤立，因为我曾经在重复的宗教仪式当中，但是我厌倦了伪装，因为在那个时候我并没有活得很好，我从来不缺席教会的聚会，而且是一周三次，我有全勤的出席表，看起来很棒，但是却没有活出来，我觉得很虚假，也觉得死气沉沉，我看着还深陷在里面的人，我心想你得从这些宗教的架构当中被释放出来。
You have got to find Jesus and not some religious law. Like, y'all are preaching the New Testament, but you're acting like the Old Testament, but you don't want to go back and forth and blend them together.
你得真实的找到耶稣，而不是只是得到一些宗教的规条。 就像这些人传讲新约，但行为却像旧约，但却坚持不想让新旧约融合在一起。达尔向拉比提问说，我想使他们从宗教的框架当中出来，真正的在灵里得到自由，怎么这么困难？
Let me just say this, and as we close this, let me say this.
拉比回应戴尔说，在我们结束这次的信息之前，让我这样说。
Let me give you the warning of when you make a choice. I'm just going to go ahead and look into the camera.
这就是在这次信息一开始，作为信息开场白，我们为大家揭露拉比所说的。他说，现在我要直视镜头，给你一些警告。
When you make a choice to make a spiritual transition for self-improvement in your life,I'm going to give you the things you need to be warned about and don't fall to it.
这警告就是当你决定在生命中做出属灵转变或者是自我提升的时候，有几件事情你要警惕，不要落入陷阱。
That's a big part of my ministry and the training that I do, because it's teaching, but it's also training, is if you're going to come out of what Daryl's saying, you have to understand that as soon as you make that transition, you are going to feel confused and disoriented because you're doing something different.
因为这是克兰卓的事工和培训的重要部分，因为我给你们的不光是教导，更是训练。也就是如果你要摆脱刚刚戴尔所提出的这些状况，你就要明白，一旦你开始进入这个转变过渡期，你可能会马上感到困惑和迷失，这是因为你正在做一些和以前不一样的事。
But this is what the enemy is going to bring you, okay? I'm going to just touch on it.
那么在这样的转变过渡期，仇敌会怎么攻击你呢？现在我就要告诉你。
First of all, the enemy absolutely hates this podcast. The enemy absolutely hates you making a decision to transition into, from a religious spirit into a spiritual human being with relationship with Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
拉比说，我要分成几点来告诉你。首先，仇敌极度的讨厌这次的信息。仇敌痛恨你决定要做出转变。也就是从宗教的灵转向与耶稣和圣灵建立真实关系的属灵的人。
Fears that more than anything, because when it's Christ in you, that's the hope and glory. Okay.
这是仇敌最恐惧的一点，因为耶稣在你的里面就是你的荣耀和盼望。
The enemy usually will attack at a higher level than he's attacking you. If you choose to stay in the box, you will get one level of attack. But once you try to exit out of the box, the enemy is going to hit you 10 times harder, per se.
要知道仇敌对你的攻击往往会超过你现在所能够承受的层级，但是如果你选择安于现状，你只会遭受到普通的攻击，但是一旦你决定突破现状，进入属灵的提升，仇敌绝对会以十倍不止的火力来攻击你。
You make a decision, I'm going to obey God and go through transition like what Daryl did, then that's when the real fight starts.
当你做出决定，就像刚刚戴尔所做的见证，他决定顺服神，进入这种属灵的转变当中，这个真正的征战就开始展开了。
You have to understand that at that time of those attacks, you are vulnerable. The vulnerability is there, so what happens is you have to keep your mind, your will, and you have to have emotional intelligence to say, I am not going to be moved by feelings. I'm going to stick to my plan. I'm going to transition out of the old into the new.
在这样子的情况之下，也正是你最脆弱的时候。这个脆弱是真实的存在的，因此这个时候你必须持守你的心智，运用你的智慧，稳住你的情绪，并且告诉自己，我绝对不会被我的感觉所左右，我会专注于我的计划，我要从旧皮带更新成为新皮带。
The enemy will attempt you to self-sabotage. He'll do everything he can to try to make you quit.
仇敌会诱使你开始自我破坏，他会用尽方法逼迫你放弃。
The biggest thing he'll do is he will make you tired and start asking questions. Why isn't this transition happening faster? Why, when I pray, I'm not getting deliverables sooner? Why is this so hard? Why does this feel delayed? Why do I feel denied?
仇敌会使你觉得很疲倦，并开始质疑，为什么转变的速度如此的缓慢？为什么我的祷告迟迟没有见到果效？为什么这个过程这么艰难？为什么事情好像被搁置了？为什么我感觉被拒绝了？
You have to break that lie. You got to break that lie and say, listen, it's not denied. It may feel delayed, but you have to choose to say, I am going to absolutely trust the Lord in transition. And his timing, his deliverables are perfect.
你得破除仇敌所射来谎言的火箭，然后说，我没有被拒绝，也许看似延迟，但是你也选择说， 在这段转变过渡期，我要完全的信任神。神的时机和应许的成就是最完美的。
He manages your vulnerabilities, your opportunities, and he will bring it to pass in perfect time.
神掌管你的软弱，还有你的机会，他必在最佳的时机为你成就。
You have to tell yourself that even when you feel that it's delayed, anxiety is coming, you're feeling vulnerable, okay?
也就是说，即使在你感觉到很软弱，你很焦虑，因为一切看起来好像都迟延了，你仍然要这样子对自己说，好吗？
Transition is not something that is going to settle in your timetable. You have to make a decision and say, you know what? I'm going to trust the Lord. I don't care. I'm not going to quit, even if it takes longer than what I think it's going to take to pass.
这个转变跟过渡期不会在你预计的时间之内完成，所以你得做个决定，就是说我要完全的信任神，即便这个转变过渡期超过我所预期，我也绝对不退缩。
And this is my prayer for you. When you're in transition, this is a time to pray, press in, and allow you to be shifted into the position.
蜡笔说，我为你的祷告就是，处于这段转型期，就是你要祷告晋升，让神调整你定位的时刻。
And if God's not speaking to you and he's silent and you're not getting clear instruction, then stand still. Don't try to make something happen. Don't strive and see the salvation of the Lord.
在这段时期，如果神没有对你说话，神好像沉默无语，你没有听到从神而来清楚的指示，那么你不要挣扎，你不要用力努力的去让某些事情发生，你要平静安稳的去等候神的救恩。
The big key is to be able to enter into peace and to come into a stillness with the Lord.
最重要的就是在主的里面保持平静安稳。拉比说，所以现在我就要为你祷告。
Father God, right now you are calling all of us into a transition.
天父，此刻你呼召我们所有的人都进入这个转变中。
And I pray in Yeshua's name that we call on the helper of transition, which is the Holy Spirit.
而现在我们奉耶稣基督的名来呼求，在这段转变的时期，我们最需要的帮助者就是圣灵。
Holy Spirit, come.
圣灵，请你来。
Help us to be transformed into the new reformation and reset into the new calling and purpose you've called us to.
圣灵来帮助我们转化，进入新的样式，并且为神呼召我们进入新的呼召和目的当中被重置。
Lord, we choose to forgive all family and friends and family members and associates that.Don't see that we're transitioning.
神，我们原谅那些看不出来我们正在经历这些转变的朋友、家人，甚至在信仰中同行的伙伴。
Lord, we choose to forgive, even if we need to separate them for a season. That Lord, we choose to forgive them.
神，我们选择原谅，甚至在这个季节当中，我们必须与他们分别，我们还是选择原谅他们。
Lord, we choose to embrace with our mind, will, and emotions, with all our might and all our heart, and all our strength and all our mind, to embrace this new transition.
天父，我们全心、全意、全力来接受进入这个新的转变中。
Holy Spirit, we decree and declare that Jesus Christ himself is the author and finisher of our faith.
圣灵，我们宣告，耶稣是为我们信心创始成终的那一位。
And Lord, we go into the courts of heaven, and everything that is written in the courts of heaven about our life in this transition, we decree it shall come to pass. We're like Job, we declare a thing, and it shall come to pass.
主，我们上到天上法庭，我们宣告一切写在天上法庭，属于我们册子当中，关乎我们的生命，以及此刻所发生的转变，都要被成就。因为就像约伯记22:28这里所说，我们定义要做何事，必然给我们成就。
In Yeshua's mighty name. Amen.
Amen and amen.
奉耶稣基督的圣名 Amen. 那么戴尔也说 Amen, Amen. 希望这次的信息内容已经帮助你们在多方面的转变当中得到了一些清晰的认识。那么如果这个信息对你有帮助，也请你分享给你觉得会真正从这个信息当中受益的人。也希望这一期的内容在你们的生命当中触动了某些改变，而这正是我们的盼望和祷告。也谢谢你们长期以来支持克兰卓施工与以色列同站立，你的祷告以及撒种会带来给他们立即的援助、安慰以及盼望。就如同影片当中从前线回来的医护兵向克兰卓施工们所提出的感谢，克兰卓施工也谢谢你们，祝你们安息日平安。现在为大家报道以色列的状况。那么在过去的一个月里面， 30名勇敢的以色列国防军在加沙持续不断的征战当中牺牲了他们的生命。这个战斗依旧激烈，每一天他们都要面对残酷的敌人。在战场上，医疗团队正在与时间和受伤的状况赛跑，新鲜的血液对挽救生命至关重要。但是如果没有能在恶劣的环境下有为输血和储存血液专用的移动冰箱，那么这些血液就会白白的浪费。那么当受伤人员的静脉受损严重的时候，医护人员会使用一种称为骨内输注的救命技术，就是用特殊的钻头和注射器将血液直接注入骨髓。凭借着格兰卓施工伙伴们忠实的支持，以至于卓施工能够为以色列前线的国防军提供这些医疗设备。而我们要送去的医疗设备明细、数量以及费用都列在文案当中。那么这些关键的装备将直接送往前线拯救生命，这些急迫的需求持续不断，所以我们也对您持续的支持深表感恩。让我们继续以祷告、以撒种这些实际的行动与以色列同战力。那么以下就是在文案当中我们所支持部队的指挥官向我们的报告，以及有两位从加沙战区刚刚出来的医护兵向拉比以及克兰卓施工的伙伴们致意的影片。在影片的一开始就打上为了保护这些士兵以及他们的任务，影片中所出现士兵他们的脸都做了模糊果效的处理这样的字眼。那么第二个所出现的话是谢谢你们与那些在前线的人同战力。
Hello dear Kurt, how you doing?
首先是我们支持部队的指挥官，他说科特你好吗？那么这是他们对拉比的问安。
How you doing? Listen, there's two combat medics that coming out from Gaza today in the morning.
听着，有两位医护兵今天早上刚从加沙的战区出来。
Look at them. What's going on, Kurt?
Hey Kurt, how you doing?
来看看他们，接着是这两位士兵对着镜头说科特你好吗？
I'm a lone soldier. Speak the same language as you.
其中一位说我是孤独士兵，我也说英文和你同样的语言。
Just got out of Gaza 3-4 hours ago.
我3-4个小时之前才从加沙的战区出来。
So, thank you for everything you've done for us. It's incredible what you use. Thank you so much.
I'm really thankful for it.
Thank you so much.
首先我们要为你们所做的一切来谢谢你们，真是太谢谢你们了。
Could explain a little bit about the two things that we're seeking to get to help.
So we heard about the
save lives tremendously.
The blood transfusion cooler.
我要向你说明一下，在前线我们一直寻求两种设备的帮助，而你们为我们办到了，真是太感谢你们了。那么其中一个就是为输血储存血液的冰箱，这真的能够拯救许多的生命。
And a lot of times on the battlefield someone takes a bullet or shrapnel hit and us the soldiers are there stuck with no blood because it's not contained in a cooler so we can't transport blood into his bodyWe have to wait till the rescue units come to get us off the floor. So usually those soldiers either go through a really, really, really hard time or they end up dying on the battlefield.
因为在战场上经常有人中弹或被弹片击中，而我们的士兵常常面临没有血液供给的困境，原因是因为没有冷藏箱能够保存血液，导致我们没有办法给伤员输血，只能等待救援部队来把这些伤员撤离。那么通常这些士兵要么经历极其痛苦的煎熬，或者还没等到撤离就死在战场上。
So that's crucial for us to save lives and
save lives.
Our mission. At the end of the day we want to save lives. That's why we drafted to be a combat and a combat medic specifically.
而总而言之，我们就是想拯救生命，而这正是我们志愿成为战地医护兵的原因。
And the second thing we're looking for is the special needles that rather than finding a vein right in your arm or wherever you need to, you could stab it in right to the bone. At times of stress, when people are shooting at you, everyone's in hectic and running and looking for things.
You can't find the vein even.
And you just stick it right into the bone and it takes off the stress. Our hands are shaking in times of battle and this would really help us a lot.
第二样我们急需要的设备就是骨内注射针。它不需要在手背或其他的部位找静脉，而可以直接穿刺进入骨头。 那么当你在枪林弹雨当中，所有的人都在慌乱奔跑找东西的时候，你根本没有办法找到静脉，而这种针能够直接刺到骨头里面，省去所有操作的紧张。因为在战斗当中，我们的手会发抖，而这个装备能够帮上大忙。我们打从心底要向你们说谢谢，我们真的很感谢你们，为你们所做的每一件事情，你们真的帮了大忙，我们很谢谢你们。这绝对是改变战局的关键。有的时候我们的配备装备并不精良，但是你和你的伙伴们改变了我们的状况。以上是这两位刚从战区出来的医护兵在镜头面前的陈述。
I want to say to you something. They love you very much and I love you very much.
镜头又跳到指挥官，他说，科特，我要告诉你一件事情，就是他们很爱你和你的团队，我也很爱你们。影片在大家一起说谢谢你们的道谢声中结束。最后影片所打上的字眼是为这为他们带来紧急的援助、安慰以及盼望，现在就撒种。